Hello and welcome to the Red and White podcast. I'm joined here by Craig Johns. It's a special episode of the podcast because we have some special news. Sunderland are on the verge of a new group of owners after Stuart Donald has agreed to sell his majority stake in the club. Craig, your initial reactions to that news? Have you just explained who these new people are and, like I say, your initial reaction?
Yeah, of course, it's exciting news for Sunderland. The people coming in, there's three US investors coming in. They're kind of leading a consortium, if you like. There's John Phelan, Glenn Furman and Robert Platek. The three of them together work for a company, a US investment firm called MSD Partners. Now, initially, the report suggested that MSD Partners, or the parent company MSD Capital, were actually completing the takeover, but I think it's important to stress that the company MSD Partners aren't actually part of the takeover. It's just these three individuals separately from the company who are going to invest and take a majority sharehold in Sunderland Football Club.
So just in terms of kind of the percentages, obviously we don't know exact, it is a majority buyout, but what does that mean for Stuart Donald's control and say in how Sunderland's run?
Yeah, so obviously Stuart Donald, he's been quite open for quite some time now. I think it was about before the end, just before the end of last season, when Sunderland looked like there was potential for them to go up into the Championship. He was very open and very honest in the fact that he didn't believe he had the finances to help Sunderland when they got into the Championship. And of course, as things transpired, they didn't go up. They lost to Charlton in the playoff final at Wembley, which is kind of led to Stuart Donald to take a bit more of a relaxed approach, but he has still been honest in the fact that he's been searching for investors because he can't finance the club once they go up into the Championship. I mean, you look at the Championship now, the top end of the Championship, and certainly before this season, you were seeing clubs pay seven-figure sums for players, and Stuart Donald was quite honest in that he couldn't afford to do that. And so with these new partners, as you say, we don't know exactly how much of a stake they're going to take, but it is going to be a majority. Stuart Donald will, we believe, keep a minority share in the club. Exactly how much, again, we're not sure, but one thing that they have said about Stuart Donald is he will definitely stay on at the club. I've spoken to sources close to the buyers, and they say he remains an integral part of their operations going forward.
Now, this isn't obviously the first group that I've been interested in Sunderland. We had Mark Campbell, who came close to buying Sunderland, and I guess through all that time of the uncertainty, knowing that Stuart Donald was open to selling at least a majority stake in Sunderland, it does bring uncertainty. So this is really good news that obviously once it gets signed off, it looks like it will do if they pass all the proper tests. That then closes one chapter and opens a new chapter, but it brings some certainty in terms of who's owning it, and then things can just be focused on the football on the pitch.
Indeed, yeah. I mean, you mentioned Campbell there. I think he went on to take over Falkirk in Scotland, and he was kind of one of many people that Stuart Donald spoke to after looking for new investment in the football club. I think it's important to note that it all came around because of, obviously, Juan Satori was initially the man that Stuart Donald and Charlie Methven had in mind to bring in this investment. But with his new interest in politics in Uruguay, which continued despite the fact that he won't become the next president, his involvement in Sunderland Football Club kind of went down. He wasn't as interested anymore, and Stuart Donald appreciated that they did need fresh investment. Campbell was kind of the most well-publicised, shall we say, person that until this point that Donald had spoken to. But Donald made clear that he'd spoken to many people over the summer and in recent months. And the thing that he's been clear on from the start is that he's been looking for the right people. And some people came in with good offers, but he claims he didn't entertain any of them if they weren't right, what he believed to be right for Sunderland Football Club. And one of the things he was set on was he wanted to stay himself. He's had 15 months at the football club now, and there's many critics of Stuart Donald, but the one thing you can't say is that he hasn't worked hard at that football club, because he has the turnaround at that football club in terms of the money it makes and the money that goes out now. It's night and day to when he took over the football club 15 months, and that doesn't happen with the flick of a fingers. They really have put a lot of work into turning that football club around, and so it is optimistic for Sunderland, as you say, that these new people are coming in. Stuart Donald obviously believes the right for the club. We understand there is substantial money behind them. From speaking to sources close to them, they're very optimistic and they're very excited about Sunderland. I think mentioned there a lot of money behind them, probably right to mention Michael Dell as well. I'm sure you were going to come on to that. But yeah, Michael Dell was initially linked with the takeover in initial reports. For people who don't know, Michael Dell is the founder and owner of Dell Technologies, the US computer firm. And indeed MSD Capital, which was one of the trio's companies we mentioned earlier, MSD Capital deal exclusively with the Dell family money and their investments, which is where that kind of come in. They are close friends, they are business, long-term business partners, but as we understand it, Michael Dell isn't directly involved in the takeover. He's described by sources close to them as passive minority investor in support of his long-standing business partners. That it's quite a loose way of putting things. It doesn't explain fully exactly how he will be involved. There is potential for him to be involved, but right now it's not a direct involvement. The trio will be pursuing it just themselves.
Now, you mentioned there that Stuart Donald's going to stay on. A couple of questions here, because obviously in terms of the day-to-day running of the club, in terms of making the football decisions, that, you know, that's not picking the team, except because obviously Jack Ross, but above that, the transfers, the stuff to do with the stadium, who's going to do that? Is that going to continue in the way it has been under Stuart Donald?
Yeah, so it appears right now the way it looks like it's going to happen is Stuart Donald, Charlie Methven and Tony Davison, the people that came in who are on the board now, they're going to continue to deal with the day-to-day operation of Sunderland EFC. And these guys will be kind of on the board, this trio. They'll be the investors, the majority owners. They'll, whisper it correctly, they'll almost take an Ellis Short role. It'll be their money, they'll own the club. But obviously, the difference is that they're going to have somebody like Stuart Donald running it day-to-day. Ellis Short didn't have that, and it's one of the biggest downfalls of Ellis Short's ownership of Sunderland Football Club was from the moment Niall Quinn left the board, the club then had no football man or football woman on the board at all, and it was run by businessmen, and quite frankly, they ran the club into the ground. We all know that eventually, you know, they made plenty of bad decisions over the years, and eventually it cost Sunderland far too much money, to the point that Ellis Short took his money out and he wasn't willing to invest in it anymore because he just lost that much. So I think it's a positive development for Sunderland that these guys are willing to come in, they're willing to invest. We do believe that we're talking about billions in terms of how much they have. So they are, you know, they do have substantial money. But of course, as we knew from Ellis Short, being a billionaire doesn't guarantee success in football. It's how you invest that money. And I think it's good for Sunderland to keep Stuart Donald involved, because since he and Charlie Methven have come in, they've proven themselves worthy owners. They've proven themselves people who understand the club, understand football and understand the fans. And so keeping them involved, I think, is vital to ensuring that Sunderland have a good strategy, a good plan to continue going forward in the right way.
You mentioned there plenty of money behind them. We assume the aim is to get back to the Premier League as soon as possible. You mentioned Sunderland failed to get back into the Championship the first time of asking. Haven't started the League One season brilliantly. They did beat Portsmouth, but it wasn't a brilliant performance by any stretch of the imagination. With new owners coming in, does that put pressure on Jack Ross?
Well, I think there was already pressure on Jack Ross, to be fair. I think no matter what, whether this takeover happened or not, I think Jack Ross understood that there was already pressure on him. And this season, he essentially has to get promotion. If Sunderland are still in League One next season, Jack Ross more than likely will not be the Sunderland manager anymore, because that'll be two seasons in a row by his own standards that he's failed. So I think the pressure in terms of taking Sunderland up this season is on anyway, regardless of the takeover. I think the key thing in that would be with that the takeover definitely won't be complete in time for the summer transfer window, which closes on the 2nd of September. So in terms of building a squad, it's not as if they're going to come in and put loads of millions in this summer to build a squad. That isn't going to happen. Sunderland have a squad now. They're going to make two defensive signings next week, and that will be the squad certainly up until January. But even in January, this takeover will hopefully be complete by then. I wouldn't certainly, as a Sunderland fan, expect these guys to plough loads of millions into the football club, because, again, that was the same mistakes that the club made under Ellis Short. And I think that's why it's crucial to keep Stuart Donald there and to keep the people who are there now who understand where the club's going. They've started this plan and they are going to be able to continue that. It's a sustainable investment in the club. I think Sunderland going forward will be better kind of continuing the plan that Charlie Methven spoke about when the first took over the club. He was talking about the Dortmund plan in Germany, and if you look at a club like Dortmund, they don't go out and sign the finished deals, the big name players, and they go out and they sign players like Jadon Sancho, for example, who a young talented player was stuck in Manchester City's academy and not getting game time. They scouted him with their brilliant scouting network that they've got, realised he had excellent potential, took him over to Germany, and now you shudder at the thought of how much Jadon Sancho is probably worth now. And that's the kind of model that Sunderland need. Granted, you know, right now they're not going to be taking Manchester City's best academy stars. Of course they're not, they're a League One club. But it's that kind of development that they need. They need to be looking, you know, if it was me and I was coming into Sunderland now, I'd be investing my money in the scouting network, bringing brilliant scouts to the club who'll find you these kind of young players who are frustrated in bigger club academies, come into Sunderland's first team now in 5 years. You know, Sunderland might get 5 years brilliant service out of them where they help Sunderland on the pitch and then leave the club for however many times more than what Sunderland paid for them.
So, just to finish off then, Craig, what do you think has attracted this group to Sunderland?
Well, I think, again, it's where a lot of credit needs to come to Stuart Donald. As I said earlier, he gets a lot of criticism for certain things, and granted, he has done some things wrong, and sometimes he has deserved some criticism, but I think a lot of people recently have started questioning his intentions and of the club, and questioning why he hasn't been throwing loads of money at it, which again, as we mentioned, it's quite strange because of what happened, the mess under Ellis Short, and the fact that that was caused by that. But yeah, the work that Stuart Donald's done in the last 15 months since he's been here, in terms of increasing the club's revenue, decreasing its expenditure, the club is a lot more sustainable now. It's a lot more attractive, and to investors like the trio coming in, Sunderland is attractive because it's down in League One. It might sound ridiculous, like why wouldn't you invest in a Premier League club? But in a Premier League club, you're looking at paying, you know, maybe 400, 500 million. Whereas Sunderland is a big club. It's got brilliant facilities, the Academy of Light, etc. The Stadium of Light, it's a beautiful stadium. That's owned by the football club. It's not owned by the council or anything like that. It's a huge football club. It's got a brilliant fan base. Obviously, there was the Netflix documentary. I've no doubt that the trio probably watched that, or at least were certainly aware of it. It expanded the club's global appeal that way. And so there's real potential there, but because it's down in League One, it's cheap at the moment. So it's a great investment for someone like these three.
There you have then. And just to finish off then, give us a time scale of your opinion, your understanding. What are we looking at in terms of saying, right, there's the keys over to this new trio?
Yeah, it's obviously hard to put an exact time scale on it. We saw 15 months ago last summer when Stuart Donald came in, we sort of found out that Stuart Donald was going to be buying the club. He then had to go through all the AFL fit and proper tests, and that seemed to take an eternity, particularly when you were sitting waiting, knowing that nothing at the club could happen, no transfers or anything. You were desperate for it to happen, but it did take time. and that was just to test Stuart Donald and Charlie Methven. In this case, it's going to be three American investment investors. So there's every chance it could take a little time to do those tests. There is still a few legal things to sort out as well. It's not precisely a done deal yet, but as I say, I've spoken to people close to the group and they are very optimistic and they are very hopeful that they'll have a positive update for us soon.
There you have it. Thank you very much, Craig. If you head over to chroniclelive.co.uk, keep up to date with all the latest Sunderland news, including all the latest on this takeover. Thank you very much.